Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Rise. Wake up.
It's time to wake on up.
Wake up.
With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh!
The best part of waking up. It's morning roast in your cup.
Oh, it is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Trades are hard.
Can you believe this Giants team? The resilience from this Giants team.
Five straight, Joe. Hottest team in baseball. All one-run games. When Buster Posey said it was time to go, I didn't think they'd win five in a row. I thought, okay, maybe they won like a series.
Number five.
They split against the Padres, which felt like a win in its own right because you were down 5-0 on Wednesday. Come all the way back to win that. And ever since, the resilience, the chutzpah, whatever you want to call it, torture, Logan Webb, what is that word for this Giants team that encapsulates what they're doing at the moment? I don't know.
So, you know what's funny?
Fun.
Let me tell you something funny. There are some new elements to baseball that drive some people crazy. The Ghost Runner is an example.
People mad at that still? Are you like 70 years old getting mad at the Ghost Runner? Please.
Well, let's go back to...
I did actually hear Grandy talk about it with you last week, and he's anti-Ghost Runner. He was filling in for me last week. You guys were talking about it for a second.
Well, let's think about the strategy on Friday night. All right, let's think about this. It's the ninth inning, and Tyler Fitzgerald gets picked off of second base.
Yeah.
And everyone's like... All right, excuse me, picked off first base. Everyone's like, what are you doing? How can you get picked off in that situation? Well, he's going to be the ghost runner in the 10th inning, and he's really speedy.
Mm.
It's actually kind of genius. Like, I'm going to try to steal a bag here in the 9th inning, and if we don't, I become the inherited runner at second base because I'm one of the fastest guys on the team.
Yep.
And they end up winning the game because of a pass ball.
Yep.
Like, I had never even considered that strategy. Now, you might say, Joe, they got away with one, but the way Fitzgerald was breaking it down in the clubhouse after the game, I was like, huh, had never thought of that. I actually kind of like that.
Kind of respect it, right? And that's a little new strategy for a semi-new rule here over the last couple of years. And by the way, we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed, right here in San Francisco. It's Spadoni, it's Shasky. We're halfway home here on a Monday reacting to a giant sweep of the not-Atlanta Braves, who are now 10 games under 500. Giants, 10 games over 500, right behind the Dodgers for first in the NL West. And if I would have told you that, Joe, a couple months ago at the start of the season on June 9th, you're just a game back of the Dodgers for first in the NL West. Are you kidding me?
I mean, I would take it all day.
In a heartbeat. And I would tell you, Willy Adames has been cheeks at the plate, been
terrible.
Non-existent, been
yeah.
Awful.
I've been
Your
actually...
bats haven't been good at all, and yet you're still right there.
I'm actually looking forward to Casey Schmidt at bats over Adames. That's how bad it's been.
Oh, my God.
I mean, think about Friday night. Think about how different this weekend would have been. Matt Olson had a two-run home run off of Ryan Walker. Everyone was ready to run Ryan Walker out of town. Is anyone even thinking about that play because they just swept the Braves?
But sorry, you said Matt Chapman hit a
home run. I mean, Matt Olson, excuse
me. Matt Olson, okay.
My bad. Did I say Chapman? I meant Olson.
All right, both used to play together.
Matt Olson hit a two-run homer off of Ryan Walker.
Yes.
I think it was in the seventh inning, and it just sucked the life out of everyone at that particular moment. I mean, I think they got three or four guys thrown out on the bases Friday night. You know, you could have scored early in the game. Acuna throws a dime into home, and you can't tag up. Mm. We'd be having such a different conversation. This team has found a way to consistently be resilient. Every time I'm ready to, like, nail that final nail in the coffin, somehow, some way, they pull a win out of a game they have no business winning.
And again, 888-957-9570, that's the number to call or text. We got some people on hold we're going to get to. What's the difference between this team and the last few years? Is it as simple as there's no Farhan? There's just a buzz at the park now when you watch every single game, every single time. And again, this was like the Atlanta Braves are a major franchise here. They're not the Miami Marlins. They're not the Tampa Bay Rays. They do have some cachet. There was Braves fans. Padres, same thing. Like the Padres fan base, talking about going from like dead to all the way, the party. Yeah, the Padres fan base is a part of that now. Absolutely. And it's going to be interesting when you get, like, you know, the dog days of August when you're playing, like, the Colorado Rockies. I think the Giants are going to be selling out those ones, too. Something has changed at the ballpark. Something has changed with this fan base. Carter referenced it. He says, you know what? It's just the place to be. There's just the dark cloud has been lifted. You know, we're talking about the dark cloud being lifted, quote-unquote, from the Warriors season after the Jimmy Butler acquisition. In a similar way, it's happened. Maybe it's been with Buster Posey. Is it as simple as that? Well, you know, Tyler Fitzgerald, this is you, Sammy, over the weekend. Tyler Fitzgerald over the weekend talking about this team. And Tyler Fitzgerald, one of the young players, the up-and-comers, who was balling last year, obviously. He's been playing very well this year. Had the walk-off wild pitch. This is what he had to say about the offense. You know, struggling still, yes, but this time last year, they would have been panicking. Right now, they're not.
It's no fun losing, but we weren't panicking in any way. You know, last year I think we probably would have panicked a little bit more, but we knew the club we had here, and we feel like it's special, and it just, I mean, we scored four runs today, which we haven't been doing, so, you know, there's more coming from the offense, but, you know, for us just to put more runs on the board is the key, and we'll win a lot more games that way. But, yeah, there was no panic, but it definitely is a better feeling than losing.
No panic, right? And there was this sense, because it felt like Farhan was in a lame duck situation, like there was a sense of dread over this team last year. Like you were waiting for them to fail, right, Joe? Like that is how you summarize the Giants the last few seasons. You were waiting for them to fail. At least the fan base felt like that. Whenever I talk to Giants fans, hell, Sam Lubman, one of the most optimistic Giants fans I know, this time last year, he's like, you're waiting for them to fail. And, like, that tells me something. Hell, you were always Hope Springs Eternal guy. They had you so down, Joe.
I know.
You were so down on this team. You and Bonte talk about two of the biggest Giants fans. Just absolutely like, oh, God. It didn't feel right talking about the Giants. And you wanted it to feel right. You tried to talk yourself into it, but you knew in your heart of hearts something was wrong. What's changed? What's changed for you, Joe?
I mean, it's a variety of things. Like, number one, the same players every single day, and guys that I think are good ball players. But I keep coming back to this team just feels smarter. They had a double steal yesterday after one of their guys failed to get guys over, first and second, no outs. And then they end up getting a fly out and getting a run in.
Like, I thought the Giants were smart under Farhan. I was told they're smarter than you.
No. This is real baseball smarts. Again, I go back to Friday night, man. Like, just think about this for a second. A year ago, Tyler Fitzgerald gets thrown out to end the inning in the ninth inning with the best hitter on the team right now, Elliot Ramos at the plate with two outs. Everyone would have been like, what are you doing? How could you? And I did that in real time Friday night. But then, like, I listened to him afterwards, and he's like, hey, look, like, I want to be aggressive in that situation because with two outs, whoever makes the last out is going to be the ghost runner. So if I steal second, now I'm at second with two outs and Ramos is up. If I don't steal second and I get picked off, I'm going back to second base, and with no outs, Ramos starts the inning. That's To me, that sounds like someone who clearly understood the moment of the game and then referenced last year in Toronto when they had a situation similar to that. So what does Ramos do in the 10th inning? Now you've reset the inning. He goes to second base. Ramos grounds out. Fitz goes over. Wild pitch to Wilmer Flores. Boom, they score and they win the game. And I'm like, wow. Last year, I would have been screaming and yelling about Fitzgerald and how stupid it was to get thrown off of first. And no, they were actually two steps ahead of us in this situation.
Right.
I thought it was genius. I know I sound like I'm really inside baseball on this one, but like last year, we would have been obsessing about the horrible base running. This year, they're like, no, it was a strategy to be aggressive in the ninth inning with two outs.
And
I was blown away.
And I actually will give credit to Bob Melvin for this, because prior to that, like the Gabe Kapler era, there were so many of those little mistakes and errors. Starting last year, Joe, I actually looked this up because I was just looking at the base running errors. It felt a lot worse than it actually was. They only had 10 base running errors all season, which was the fewest in baseball.
Last year?
Last year they did. That was under Bob Melvin. I know. Some of them felt really bad at
the time.
Just
because you don't make a mistake on the bases doesn't mean that you shouldn't advance.
I know. I hear you on that. But they were making strides even last year is what I'm getting at here.
No, they were better last year than the 2 years prior.
Correct. And you're seeing
much,
that even more
yes.
so this year, for sure. But that was Bob Melvin's first year. I was giving him a little more rope.
But Joe, there's pressure on the bases this year, which I couldn't say last year.
Well, a lot more pressure because the guy behind you, you don't know if he's going to hit. Like, that's the problem right now. You know, so you getting those stolen bases and getting those, and then Matt Chapman was really frustrated with himself, obviously, getting picked off yesterday because he's just like, we can't be tricking ourselves off right now because we just can't hit right now.
He's right. These
people on base is so important. Thankfully, the x-rays were negative. He jammed his hand going back to first, stayed in the game. Hopefully, going forward there, he's good with the day off, heading into Colorado tomorrow. We got G Live in San Francisco wants to join the conversation.
All right, let's go.
We're asking Giants fans, what's different about this team for you? G Live, good morning. You're on the morning
road. What's up, G Live?
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning. Hey, you guys kind of hit the nail on the head. To me, personally, it is the Farhan, because Farhan seems like, I won't say a mole, but it's like he was counterproductive in his decision-making. Like, it would be a negative, right? And now, with these players, that with Buster coming in, it's a new energy. The players are gritty, taking on Buster's personality, so to speak. You know, kind of stoic, but they're more gritty. They played together. They lost together last year, and something about losing together and sticking together coming into another season, it can produce winners. We did that with our SFYBL group that we had. We practiced all year, even during the wintertime after a losing season, came back and were SFYBL champions 3 years straight. So
nice.
That's kind of like where I think the Giants are. They grew together with the losing, and now, like you said, they're smarter. It's not through the analytics like how Farhan did things. It's more or less on how players feel, what they do, you know, how they get down and how they interact with each other. So, yeah, man, it's a new vibe, and that's what's inspiring. And it does feel like the 2010, the 2012. You know what I'm saying? It does feel like that again.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
In San Francisco. What feels different about this team? 888-957-9570. He says Farhan being gone. I mean, is it as simple as that?
I think it's what Farhan represented and then how they're playing every day. So, like, great example, like, when the Farhan era, sack flies weren't something that was emphasized. It was like, we're smarter than you. We're going to draw a walk, or we're going to hit a home run, and we don't care where you position yourself. We're just going to hit it hard and exit velos, everything. You know what would happen on, again, I'm going to go back to Friday night, like, Dom Smith, sack fly. You're up 2-0. Simple thing like that. Like, Dom Smith, I'm sorry, like, I love Lamont Wade Jr. for what he represented a couple years ago. He has not executed with a runner at third base. No. Dom Smith did two little things. And you know what all the Giants fans did? Standing ovation is Dom Smith's walking off the field. Right. The little things, real, real baseball. A sack fly is a great baseball play in the right circumstance.
Right. No.
And I feel like they missed the window on those little things. And fair or not, like, that was the Farhan era in a nutshell. Later on in the game, fifth inning, what does Dom Smith do again? Another sack fly. It doesn't have to be this huge base hit down the line. Just put the ball in play.
Well, it sounded like what you're saying is that the mindset of Farhan, it really did have an effect on the overall team last year. and the personality almost. I don't really think the personality, but sometimes it happens.
They take on the personality
yeah. of the guy that's in charge. And whether you liked it or not, it was Farhan calling the shots. He was the guy that was getting in there. He was talking to Bo Mel. He was doing all that stuff, right? I do think now Buster Posey, he's spoken about it. He's given Bob some rope to let this team, you know, let him have some sway over this team and taking a little bit of a step back. And in today's day and age where it's all, you know, advanced analytics, you know, Billy Ball, all of that, where it feels like the GM or president of baseball operations, whatever level you want to talk
about.
The
Excel spreadsheet makes the decisions.
Right. Like we see it all the time with the Dodgers. Now it's worked for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts.
Yeah.
And they've won at a very high level. Like Andrew Friedman, give him his credit. The guy can identify talent. But you know what is different with him? And I'll say this. He does identify young talent and let them play through their mistakes as well when things aren't going well. He's not constantly going to be platooning guys left and right.
I don't think Ramos becomes Ramos under Kapler.
No, he doesn't.
Would you guys all agree?
I would.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Totally agree with that. Totally. Hell, was it Dave Fleming who was telling us?
They were a
week
away from cutting him.
Cutting him.
That's incredible.
Which, again, craziness.
That is, I still can't believe that.
And Dave Fleming was on with us last week. I have the clip right here, Joe. Our 95-7 The Game Giants insider, voice of the Giants, knows this team like the back of his hand. And Dave, yes, is an employee of the team. But as far as employees of the team go, he does his best not to sugarcoat things.
No, and he tells it like
he is. He calls it like it is. And he has said that the team has now taken on the personality of Buster Posey.
Yeah, I think they have, don't you? I think they have taken on his personality. It's a personality of work. But when I think of Buster as a player, what was Buster as a player? Buster was a guy who put everything on the back burner other than being the best version on the field that he could be during the season. Buster was just a maniacal professional. There was never a day, not one time in all the years when I was around him, where Buster was before a game, you know, doing a crossword puzzle or pulling a prank or never. I never saw that from him. He was just a preparer. And, you know, he was also really, really, really talented. But he unlocked all of that talent by the way he approached it. And not everybody can be that way. I'm not saying everybody has to be as focused and serious as Buster was as a player, because some guys can't handle that and need the release of, you know, some other stuff. I'm not saying everybody has to be like him, but that's what defined Buster as a player. And, you know, being the most prepared we can be to win a game today. And I think that's all he's asking from this group. But he's asking it based on who he is, and those players all know it about him.
That was Friday. The Giants have swept the Braves since then. So, yeah.
And the Braves might just stink this year.
They might.
But I watch that lineup, and I go, that's not a stinky lineup.
No,
they're not playing well this year. Like, they made a lot of mistakes.
Yes. But also, like, that's the mark of a good team.
Yes.
You're beating the team that's not playing well.
100%.
That's struggling heading into it. That's what you should do. The Giants did the same thing to the A's a couple weeks ago. The A's were scuffling. God, they're still scuffling. But, like, they swept them. That's what you're supposed to do against teams that you find or deem that you are lesser than you slightly.
Yeah, you take advantage.
Take advantage of that. Against the Marlins, I know you were calling for a sweep, but the fact that they just won the series was big.
They played in, I feel like, tight ball games for a month now.
And,
just tight games.
One of the best teams they played in the National League as of late was the Padres. What they split against them. And you know what? You will take that against the good team.
It could have been a sweep in either direction.
Exactly.
It really could have.
Yes.
That's how thin the margins were. The point about Bob Melvin's a good one. I think he's done a great job of understanding who to go to and when. For example, Friday night, he kept Hayden Birdsong in the fifth inning, let him start the inning, then yanked him, and then went to, I think it was Tristan Beck, and it was the right move at the right time. Yesterday, he had Landon Roop, who was kind of teetering, and I was like, I don't know about the sixth inning. He let him back out there in the sixth inning, and he rewarded him by having a good inning. And I just say to myself, like, if Buster doesn't have the roster that they've built, and Farhan helped bring some of these guys in, but sticking with the same kind of guys day in, day out, I think it makes Bob's job easier to understand roles for others on the team. And when you have an everyday shortstop and an everyday center fielder and an everyday third baseman and an everyday second baseman and an everyday left fielder and an everyday catcher, we're only talking about a couple of decisions a game. And so now I can really hone in on specializing those other positions, my bullpen arms. When my starters are going deep into games, boy, that's a hell of a lot easier for a manager to know exactly who to go to and when things kind of, you know, hit the fan. And so, yes, Bob's been great this year, but I think the team that Farhan kind of constructed and that Buster kind of finished as of right now, I think the team they've put together has made the job for Bob easier, and I think Bob's done a good job utilizing the roster because of the specific constants every day.
By the way, Landon Roop continuing to ball, 1.62 ERA over his last six starts. Like,
I was surprised he went back out there for the sixth.
I know, right? But you know what? Five hits, three runs, three of them earned. It's fine. Couple Ks, couple walks.
Hey, I'll take that.
You'll take that every single day. Look, for your third starter right now?
I'll take that.
Absolutely. Hell, I don't even think he was supposed to be your third starter when it was all said and done, but he's playing damn well. Basically, you got two number ones right now, so that helps a lot when you got Robbie Ray and Logan Wynn. By the way, 10 minutes, Joe, this or that. The fastest growing segment in the history of radio. Not even sports radio. What's going history of radio?
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but it is my favorite thing that we do.
I'm going that far.
It's a little distraction every single day to have some fun, and we want to hear from the people.
This is going to be a summer-related one. I'm going to have a take here that not a lot of people are going to agree with this, especially those that grew up along the coast. They're not going to like this answer, but you know what? You're going to get it anyways. This or that in 9 minutes. Before that, though, Buster Posey spoke to what you just were talking about letting Hayden Birdsong go longer on Friday. Let's take a listen. Sound courtesy of the TK Show with Tim Kawakami.
It's hard if you're not in this dugout to get the full picture of what is going on. I'm sure there's conversations that he had with Hayden and said, how you doing? He's reading, whether he's saying he's doing great or not, he's reading facial expressions to try to make the best decision. And I think it's a great thing to give a young pitcher that belief and confidence that you can go back out and do it. And it didn't work out the way Birdie wanted it to, but at the same time, that's hopefully something he's going to learn from, and he'll be able to adjust the next time he's in a similar situation.
Again, that was Buster Posey over the weekend talking with one Tim Kawakami. Did you like what you heard there from your president of baseball operations?
I think there's finally an acknowledgement of, like, sometimes the spreadsheet doesn't give you all the details.
Really? Wow. Yes. Like, yeah, I know. I know you're selling that to me. But I was like, yes, there's this thing called balance in life. I don't know if we all, like, know about it. Yes. Like, it doesn't have to be, oh, I hate all the nerds. I hate the sabermetrics. I hate the numbers. Oh, I go with my gut. I go, no. Like, Buster Posey has talked about this, and he's talked about it in his pressers when he became president of baseball operations. Like, there is a balance with everything. Same with Bruce Bochy. Like, Bruce Bochy has come on our airwaves here. Current manager of the Texas Rangers, won a freaking World Series with them, won three with the Giants, been to one with the Padres. You don't think the guy knows baseball? Yeah, he also knew analytics. He didn't like to be, you know, pigeonholed as this guy that just always went with his gut. He's like, no, I actually don't like that. I actually looked at the numbers a lot. There's times and situations where, you know what, I could throw it out, but I always look at that stuff. And I do think that Buster is a lot like Bruce in that regards. Now, he's not a manager of the team. He's the guy that's calling the shots. But I do think he uses that same approach, and it's so refreshing. It's so refreshing. Like, I just don't think that Farhan knew the game. And there's no fault in that. Like, no one knows the game like Buster Posey. The guy was a catcher. He knows the ins and outs of everything else. Offense, defense, all of that. And he's using it now. And it's becoming a think tank with not just him, with Bo Mel as well. And it's refreshing.
No doubt. There's a reason why there's a constant, in baseball over the years. It doesn't mean you're going to be great no matter what. But if you look at some of the most successful managers of all time, a lot of them played catcher.
Mm.
Joe Torre, obviously, Buster Posey is now running the team.
Yeah.
Bruce Bochy was a catcher.
Yeah.
Mike Matheny, I know, say what you will. I thought he was a good manager for the Cardinals.
No, I completely agree with you. But there's a reason why, and that position just requires constant analysis,
Girardi,
and constant lit adjustment. Yeah. And, like, think about this from a catching standpoint. Like, I know, Joe Spadoni, your favorite pitch is a fastball. But for whatever reason, on today's day, like, and we're facing a guy that doesn't hit fastballs well. Well, that might be what we go up against, but I know from your spin, the feel, now he just doesn't have it with the fastball today. We got to adjust and do something different.
Right.
The whole job of the catcher is, what has this guy done in the prior at-bats? How can we attack them? All right, but what do you have today to actually be able, and in this moment, to be able to, like, get it done? It's analytically driven, but it's also gut and feel and performance driven as well.
Well, and also I'll couple that off of, like, the third or fourth time through a lineup, right?
We're totally different.
Like, it's totally different through a feel of an individual game.
We've thrown him nine straight fastballs. Yeah. We got to give him something else here.
Exactly. So, like, I always hated that. It's like, oh, well, it's his third or fourth time through a lineup, so this is when you just have to yank him out. I was like, yeah, but go from the feel of the game. These guys aren't seeing jack bleep. Just keep riding. Like, they can't swing. They're praying you take him out.
I know.
So now you're helping them. Like, that stuff always frustrates the hell out of me. I mean, hell, we all go to what? The Tampa Bay Rays, right, with Blake Snell in the World Series. Like, that's what we go back to against the Dodgers.
I know.
We were all watching in the COVID years, like, what the hell are you? Kevin Cash, what are you doing, dude?
I know.
Like,
whether it's, again, I'm going to keep saying, like, Mike Socha, Torre, Bochy, Matheny, Yogi Berra,
yeah,
like, Snitaker, who's the Braves guy.
Snitaker.
A lot of these guys are former catchers, you know, or played catcher for a bulk of their career. Bob Melvin, you know,
yep.
AJ Hinch, Lou Piniella.
Yep.
I'm not saying it means you're going to automatically be a great coach or a manager. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying the skill set required to be a great catcher demands that you're thinking like a manager constantly.
Well, yes, and you're also bridging that gap between the pitcher,
yes,
and the position player.
Yes.
You know that so well because you've been playing with these guys all the time, all these different relievers, the closers, the starters. You know the mindset of all these guys and what it takes. I'm loving this conversation. We'll pick it up on the other side. But first, we're going to get to this or that, and it's going to be a summer-related one, and I'm going to have a take for you. It's not going to be very popular here in the Bay Area. It's coming to be brought to you by Safeway. We're not good looking. Of all the shows together, I'd say
Steiny and Goo.
Steiny and Goo, easily they're the best looking. Okay, all right. Yeah, you feel confident.
I mean, both guys are 15 years older than you think they are. Then that's how good they look. Well, I'm very jealous of how they both look.
Well, Guru for sure. He's way younger.
Steiny looks great for his age.
Steiny was out over the weekend over at producer Ken's house as everyone was invited and came except for Chasky, Willard, and Dibs. It's okay. You guys have prior engagements. It's fine. But Steiny, man. Oh, boy.
Well, there's three drinks, so of course he was there.
He He's trying to talk shop with everyone. He's trying to like do bits with my 5-year-old son Benny. Yeah, he's like, yeah, Benny's all right. He's a good kid. I was like, what? What did he do to you? Did he slight you or anything, Steiny? By the way, he was wearing his Washington Wizards zip up. No longer a Wolves fan, I guess, as they got ousted. He's back to the Washington Wizards. So there you go. As we're talking orange and black, but we're also talking, Carter, are you ready? We're talking this or that, baby. That's what we're doing.
You guys are funny.
Oh, God. I threw it right to you, Carter. That was
light up the phone lines. Call 957-9570 right now. Because it's time for this or that.
This or you can deal with that. You can deal with this or you can deal with this. That and this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like.
All right. We just referenced it. So producer Ken had a party over the weekend here, 95.7 The Game. We were all invited. A lot of us showed up. And they had a pool in the backyard, Joe. A pool. So a lot of people during the summertime.
Was it a bean-shaped pool?
It was just a regular pool.
Was it a rectangle?
It was a rectangular pool. Okay. And they had the little
hoop. You guys have never seen Christmas Vacation, but continue.
No, I haven't seen Christmas Vacation.
The whole point of the thing. Eddie, just go.
I love National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Thank you. I do. I'm more of a...
It was a bean-shaped pool.
I'm more of just a vacation number one guy or Vegas Vacation, personally. Probably the GOAT for me, as far as I'm concerned. But that, neither here nor there. So there was a pool there out in Lafayette. Beautiful. It was... Had a nice breeze. It was like 75, 78 degrees.
Oh, nice.
Very lovely. Nice. And, you know, I started thinking, because we're here. We're on a coast. We're a walks away from going to the beach, right? Would you rather go to a pool or go to a beach, all weather, all things being equal, you got the same party around you, would you rather be at a pool or on the beach? 888 957-9570. And I'll tell you this. I'm taking the pool 10 times out of 10, 7 days out of the week, twice on Sunday. You know why? I hate sand. It is the worst thing ever. Don't say,
I don't like sand. It's coarse, rough, and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
Thank you, Anakin Skywalker in Attack of the Clones.
Hayden?
Yes, that's Hayden Christensen, baby. And he gets it.
What?
It is coarse and rough, and it gets everywhere. I got the little kids with me. They're getting it all over my car, the crevices. I got to wash them off. I got to give them a bath afterwards. And yeah, I got to give them a bath afterwards for the pool, but that's neither here nor there. I don't have to deal with the sand all over the apartment, all over the couch. Ugh, it's the worst. Give me the pool. As we're talking this or that, going to the pool or going to the beach, 888-957-9570.
Okay, I want more like context on this because, like, if you go to Hawaii, you know, the beaches in Hawaii or the beaches in Miami, like, we're talking a different kind of a beach. Ocean Beach? Yeah, I'm out.
No, you can have any beach you want. You can go to Miami. I'm still taking the pool at the resort while I'm overhanging the
beach. I'm a pool guy, so just I'm letting you know. Like, I'm all pool all the way. But there's a big difference between Ocean Beach in San Francisco, where, I mean, let's just call it what it is. I mean, come on. I mean, it's like nuclear. I mean, the Simpsons could have had fish with three eyes coming out of that Ocean Beach, all right?
But it's not that bad. It's not horrible. What are you looking at me?
Have you ever stuck your feet into Ocean Beach here in the city?
It's cold.
Cold? So you've never done it.
You don't dip your feet, you dip your toe.
You dip like a piece of wood in there and then watch it acidically evaporate. What are we talking about?
Wait, over here on the coast, right there?
Ocean Beach?
Right there?
It's not made of like acid, just cold water.
Okay. Have you ever been in Ocean Beach, Sam?
Yes, I have.
No, I'm calling you out. There's not a chance in hell. What? First off, when is it ever hot enough? Number one. And number two, where'd you park your car?
I've been wearing a wetsuit.
What I parked in the parking lot.
Did you walk over on our new public park at Great Highway to be able to go to Ocean Beach? I am calling you all out on this.
Well,
not a chance in hell.
Real quick.
Any of you has ever swum in Ocean Beach?
I go in it all the time, actually, yeah.
And it's freezing.
Freezing.
But, and are you wearing a wetsuit?
No.
Really?
Carter's built different.
Yeah, you are built different.
By the way, Sam was the life of the party over the weekend.
He was
going into the pool, hanging him and Steven Rizzo. They loved it.
I appreciate that, Spadoni, but I mean, Carter was absolutely killing it on the pool shooting game. He was talking all of it. He was pretty lively, too.
He was. Shout out Matt Lively, KPIX. Pool or beach? 888-957-9570. Same number. Call or text. In this segment, by the way, it's all about you guys. It's not about us. Now, we'll set it up, but it's about y'all's in your calls, as a former host here, like to say, 888-957-957. I was just feeling some type of way. It was great. We had the patio. We are at Ken's house. It was fun. The little kids are running around. Now, Benny was giving me a heart attack. Oh, my God. He doesn't learn to swim yet.
Oh, yeah,
not yet. It's a whole
floaties.
It's a whole thing with his hair. I didn't know if they had them. I didn't want to impose. But also, I didn't bring my trunks. So
wait,
I'm not
trying. Wait.
What?
You didn't bring your own floaties for your own kid?
Well, I made it known that he wasn't going to swim because I wasn't swimming.
Why would you bring your kid to a party if he couldn't swim?
Only two people actually ended up swimming there.
I would have swam if I would have went.
Okay, but they had stuff to play with for the kids. Like, they had a jungle gym.
Were a lot of
like
people
that.
Afraid to take their shirts off? Was that what this was?
Sam wasn't. He was showing out at Steven Risotto.
Sam, did you wear knee-high socks like you did at the softball event?
How high? Like, knee-high? No. Just
I don't
socks.
Think any females
now. Now
pool.
I'm thinking about Caddyshack when he's like, "I've got a pond in the back. The pond would be better for you."
Oh, for what's his face, Bill Murray.
Yes, like one of my all-time favorites. So, did you do cannonballs into the pool, Sam?
Yeah, I did one.
As you should have. You know what? And the hair was on point, as the kids would say. He was looking great.
All the chlorine.
A lot of chlorine, a lot of cleaning.
Washed out the next day.
There were some cigars being smoked, dude. This was a very posh.
And other things.
Yeah, you. Joe, you really missed out.
Did Guru get his feet into the pool?
No, Guru showed up. He was the only one to show up to the front door as we were all in the backyard. But Guru was the only one to knock at the front door, call Ken, and be like, "Hey, dude, I'm here." And Ken's like, "What the hell are you doing at the front door?" To which Guru said, he said to me, he's point blank, he's like, "Spadone, man, you know, I'm a black guy in Lafayette. You got to knock on the front door." This is his words. This is like, "I can't just show up to the back like you, man, with their tank top and flip-flops. I got to knock on the front door." And I was dying
the
laughing.
Jokes just make themselves with
Goose,
Guru.
Goose, I mean, they really so do. Good.
Did he show up in jeans?
Yeah, I think
of
so.
Course.
Yeah,
jeans,
rocking the cowboy
jeans.
Jacket,
the starter Cowboys jacket too. He's looking fresh. No, it was clean.
He was wearing a starter.
No,
Cowboys
it wasn't
jacket.
A starter one. It wasn't a starter. Was it? Okay, it was. Yeah, it was. It was.
Oh God,
he looked fresh. He looked good.
Looked like a
it.
First stringer.
He did. He was a first stringer. Steiny showed up and also
we would agree.
Pants.
We would agree though. There are levels to beaches, correct? Can we at least acknowledge?
Well, I'm telling you, Joe, if we're at like Oahu or Kauai or whatever, I'm still taking the pool over the beach. Yeah, that's a hot take. I don't care. I hate sand. Play me the drop again. It's the worst. I hate sand. Give it to me. Come on, Anakin.
We put it on your board if you want to play it yourself.
Oh, we do?
I don't like sand. It's coarse, rough, and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
God. One of the great quotes in the history of Star Wars right there, Anakin Skywalker, talking about his hatred for sand. And that's mine. There you go. So, pineapple and pizza and being by the pool. That's where I'm at in my life. And I'm not mad at it. By the way, you'll learn this. Hopefully LJ is already, I'd be like, you've held him in the pool. Has he gotten like...
He loves the water.
Okay, but like he's gotten his hair all wet. That's okay.
Oh, yeah.
He's fine with that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, good.
But like, so like up the Russian River, the Rio Nido pool is like, when I say ice cold, it is ice cold.
Yeah.
Ice cold.
Yeah.
And
another great thing about pools is you can heat them.
Well, okay.
Just
not
you know.
One made in like 1962, right? There's like no heating system for that one. So that one... Like, it's got to be over 85 degrees to really, you know, offset it. Because he's not going to run around to build up the, you know, the sweat to be able to, like, jump into the pool, you know?
Fair enough.
You got to get nice and warm a little. And look, everybody on the ocean beach, I'm joking, all right, as a San Francisco, but we would all agree, on the level of beaches, if, like, Waikiki is up here, or, you know, Maui's up here, or Miami is up here, or,
sure.
You know, like...
Anywhere in Northern California. Joe, I grew up...
Cancun.
I grew up right down, like 90 miles south in Monterey, where the water is just as cold. So, I literally... Pacific Grove is the same weather as here. Asilomar Beach or Lover's Point.
So, it's
like
the further south you go, the nicer the beaches get.
But not even. Like, literally, this is 2 hours south of here, just driving, and it's just as cold. It's you have to go all the way down to literally L.A., San Diego for it to get... A little warmer, but even then, it's nothing compared to the Atlantic Ocean. The Atlantic Ocean is just
it's a lot warmer.
Swimming. Yes,
yeah.
There you go. Go to Cancun instead of Cabo. It's going to be a lot different.
No doubt. But I guess what I'm saying is, like, if you just had standardized beach, like, you know, forget the sand. The whole rocks thing, like, there are some smooth rocked beaches where as you start to approach the water and then you go into the water, you get on, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
There are some really sharp rocks where you're like kind of like walking like this.
I cut my feet in Kauai a couple times because
yeah.
Like, the coral beds and all that.
There's a difference.
Stuff,
yeah. And then sometimes it can be so smooth that there's algae on the rock and then you slip.
Yeah.
Right? It can get very dangerous. Look, with kids, there's a whole danger element of going to the beach. That just, you know, obviously terrifies me. That can happen in the pool, too.
No,
you look the wrong way in the pool. That can happen as well.
We were all literally watching Benny. He was running around like a chicken with his head cut off because he was shooting the hoop. They had the little extension of the hoop in the pool, right?
You want to play?
So they had it outside of it, and Benny was just shooting, and he kept getting so close. Like, God, he's just going to fall in. Jesus. Now, in fairness, we had like five or six adults all staring at him.
I'm just surprised you didn't bring the swim trunks for the kids. The whole point of bringing
Not getting in the pool. So I'm making it. No, but, and I'm not putting the burden on Sam or Steven Rizzotto to have to watch my kid.
No, but you should have been able to go in the pool with the kids.
I didn't want to because I had two of them with me, and I have to hold
that.
Both of them.
I get that aspect.
Now, I'm strong enough, and I'm yoked enough, and I have my body look and sensational enough. Uh-huh. To where everyone would have loved to see it, but I didn't want to do it.
Does he have a pool house?
I don't know. I didn't see. This whole house is just gorgeous, by the way. I'm gonna get Katie, the lovely Katie Luttrell. It was spectacular. It was great. Ken lucked out here. Ken is living the life.
Wow.
Yeah. And then the lovely Katie, I think she's a doctor. Like, what the hell? What is Ken doing? And Ken's listening right now. Ken, you lucked out, buddy. The lovely wife, lovely child, Dean. He's 2 years old. Same age as baby Nora. They were playing. They were shooting hoops. LJ should have came. It would have been great. All the little kids would have been running around. Next time. All right? Next time, we'll come out there. Michelle, I'll bring the kiddos. We'll have a good time.
I like pools for a variety of reasons. But pools are not without their own issues as well. If you own one at your house.
It's just maintenance.
Huge insurance issues. You could have a deer fall into your pool or a raccoon fall into your pool.
Alligators in Florida.
Alligators, you're right.
No, he's right. Alligators, ducks, like in The Sopranos, could show up in your pool one day. And
Carmella can drain it, your ex. There you go.
Yes, and then there's this whole, like, the maintenance system. I don't know what it's called, but, you have to have the right balance when it comes to the chlorine water and all that stuff. And there's pools are great, but I like visiting a pool and then leaving the pool. I don't know if I necessarily want one at my house.
Correct. I am totally with you on that.
Where I'm going?
And you're not
going
to have one in San Francisco anyway, so don't even care. In Lafayette, where it's nice and toasty in the summertime, it's worth having one. And they did, and it was beautiful. And they had, like, nice, like, pool cover where you just do, like, the little crank. Like, you just crank out the little, everything, the crank, the lever, and just rolls right over, the little covering. And it was closed, and Benny was like, all right, well, I'm done. I can run away. And there
now,
you go.
Now, what we haven't brought up are river beaches, which are a whole nother level, right? River beaches. So, like, for example, up in Chico, they got this huge river.
Are we counting rivers and lakes in this? Are we going to do that?
Oh, no, they have beaches.
Okay.
Absolutely,
right.
They have beaches.
Right.
Like the Russian River Beach. I'm very skeptical on it. My wife does not want LJ in that river at all. It is pretty green and algae. It is nasty. I know, Carter. I see you over there mouthing
nasty. A lot of sewage.
But that being said, there is a novelty of, I don't even care anymore. And you just kind of like jumping off of rocks and there's a swing rope and all that. And going down the river is a lot of fun.
Exactly.
That being said, you better have the high-powered hose once you get home to hose yourself off.
Well, that's exactly what my point is. I hate getting back to my car, whether it was a long day at the beach, and the kids are it's just sand everywhere. And I hate it. There's no worse feeling in life, Joe, and having sand on your feet and in the crevices and putting a sock on over it.
Gets everywhere.
Oh, my God. I hate it so much, Anakin.
I don't like sand. It's coarse, rough, and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
Bigger one now, this or that, was Spadoni being kind of a wuss.
I'm not a wuss.
For not getting in the pool with his two kids. This or that.
Was that a weak move from me?
I think it was garbage, actually. Garbage.
I
don't know, man. Actually, it would have been good if you'd gotten in.
It's you guys.
I hate to come at you on that one, but I.
Sam, you are just. You guys weren't. I wasn't forcing you guys to watch my kids in the pool, and I would have.
No, we were rising up. We were taking care of you. It wasn't in a position.
No, I would have literally had to hold both of them in my arms because they can't swim. So like, this is a 5-year-old kid who's a little bigger now.
Yeah.
Like, I have to like hold on to both of them. And yes, you can come to my parenting, Joe. How is he not still? How can he not learn to swim? I know.
Look, every family's different.
He's got a phobia with his head getting wet and getting underwater. It's a thing.
No, I know.
I'm trying to work through it.
I'm not shaming you on that.
Nora, on the other hand,
you didn't bring the stuff.
Yeah. No, I know. Well, I did bring the suits.
In Spadoni's defense, for the last 48 hours, I've had to hear about how good of a father he is from my significant other. So.
Oh. Oh, thank you. So I actually came out winning this week, is what you're telling me, Carter. Thank you. Although they kept telling me, it's like, oh, your son, Benny, Sierra, Carter's lovely wife, was there just joining in the conversation. Like, oh, he's such a model. He's so beautiful. I was like, don't gas this kid up right now. You know what? He's living.
He was
like,
feeling
this
it, too.
This is the last thing I need. Is this? Yeah, he was feeling it. He was, like, dribbling in front of everyone, trying to do, like, jump shots.
He had some great moves.
Did anyone else show up in swim trunks besides, Lubman and Rizzotto. Were they having like a journalist convention in the pool?
It was literally only
breaking down the Giants, BABIP or whatever.
I think there were three or four females there in total, and none of them got into the pool.
Were they wearing pool-related garments? Like, you know, women will wear like the bikini or whatever, or the one
piece
underneath.
There were some sundresses.
But they'll wear the, I call it like the slip that they wear over. Like, my wife will bring that. She doesn't really like to go in the water that much.
No, there were some sundresses, maybe a tank top here or there.
Sundress, okay.
Yeah, but no one was trying to get in the
pool. Now, did Ken get in his own pool?
He did not.
He invited everybody over to the pool and he didn't get in?
Well, because...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
He had to, you know, be the host. And
so I tried to throw him in, but he was like...
set the tone.
We wanted to throw him in. He's like, bring it. But I used to wrestle in high school. So I'm like, all right, cool. Where's Carter at? Let's see if we make that happen.
We also all learned Ken's real age. And it was all like, we were all very like, it was jarring. Like, he's turning like 37. Is that what it was? We all thought he was turning like 30.
He's too old.
We all thought he was turning like 31 or 2. I guess that was a compliment to him. We all thought he was younger than he is. So there you go, Joe.
Takes care of himself.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel left out, by the way, that we were all there?
Not at all.
No?
Not at all.
As he was asking where his invite was in the first segment.
He sent a text to everyone. It was in there. You were a part of it.
Look, I'm going to let you know this right now. I've got a big beef right now with all these text invites and like e-vite and paperless and this and that. No. This is a real thing now. So now you've opened up a can of worms.
That's the reason I get pissed.
Great example. My aunt sent us an e-vite individually to Michelle and myself. Okay? And so when an e-vite goes out, I never know if the e-vite goes out to just me or I get one and Michelle gets one. And so I never lock us in on if we're going or not because I assume she's going to. And then she'll send me the invite to my calendar because if it's not on my phone, it doesn't exist.
So what you're saying is Ken should have gotten Michelle's number instead to her.
The problem is this, is that I don't commit to anything unless I know exactly what we are going to do because I've done this long enough to understand that once you start locking yourself into things that you shouldn't lock yourself into, it's even more of a difficult conversation backing yourself out.
Okay. You could just say I couldn't make it. I have prior engagements. It's okay. Bonte did that. Producer Ken, by the way, had his birthday over the weekend. That's what we're talking about it. We're talking about pool or beach for this or that, which one you take in 888-957-9570. Bonte couldn't make it. It's all right. You?
Well, the king doesn't just go into any pool.
Had, well, the king,
I
had,
mean,
the king had prior engagements.
I mean,
Bonte probably would have gotten in the pool with baby Chaz.
Could you imagine everybody like lowering Bonte in from his hammock into the pool?
Relax.
I mean, that would just be hilarious.
It was the funniest thing. No.
He's like sitting there straight cartoon.
We haven't brought
being
up
lowered into the pool by the minions.
We haven't brought up the funniest thing that happened over the weekend at said party. Carter meeting Ken's 2-year-old son Dean, and Dean being so scared of Carter because he's so damn tall. He was frightened, and Carter's like, "Hey, Dean, come here, dude."
He started full blown screaming.
See, kids know degenerates when they see one.
Oh my god!
This guy has to have money on Giants money line. I gotta stay away from him.
Benny and Nora weren't scared of you, though. I'll say that. They weren't frightened by you.
Well, they smell another degenerate over here.
Oh, my God.
So, you know, there's common smell.
There you go. Common
stank. I'm on fire right now. I'm sorry, guys. This is my wheelhouse.
I don't like sand. It's coarse, rough, and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
I want to know more about this party, because now I'm like, what do you think Steiny was like? I got nothing going on. Is there free liquor at this party?
That is actually a great assessment of probably what that was.
Steiny was like, what kind of food are you going to have?
Well, he brought his boy over, Dana, too. Like, I didn't know
that
was a
thing. Wait a minute. Steiny plus one?
Yeah,
somebody who's not his... Wow.
Wait, is that fair or foul? You can't plus one of your friends? It has to be significant.
Did he ask ahead of time? I'm not sure. If you just showed up with Dana, I'd have been a little surprised. I know Dana usually comes armed and ready with the you-know-what. The
stogies?
Oh, he was
the
ready.
Stogies, the weed, the
well,
this,
it was
that.
It was the stogies. That was fine. They brought those out. They busted those out. Benny kept trying to go to where all the boys were like smoking their stogies, which is totally fine. But Benny's like, I want to go over there. That's what they're doing. I was like, dude, it's just going to be smoky as hell. You're going to reek like it. I'm going to drop you off to your mom later. She's going to be pissed at me. He's like, what were you guys doing? You reek like cigars from Cuba. I was just like, I don't know. He's just having a good time. It's all right. But so the boys are having a great time. E-Dog showed up. Mark Grady, man, Lucas Alexander, director of sports, was talking shop.
Oh, wow.
He was alive at the party. Stephen Langford, KCBS.
Grady got a little sun on that white, pale skin.
Well, no, he was no sun for Grady.
For a guy that grew up in the 707, I mean, Casper the Ghost.
Well, you look at his skin, like, he burns. Some people just burn, Joe.
Oh, I do, too.
You don't get, but, like,
hello? Like, look at my watch tan.
Okay, oh, that's, sure.
There you, I'll do it over here.
Well, do you wear your SPF?
Yeah, all the time.
What's your number, by the way?
Like, probably 40 or 50.
Okay, all right. So lower than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be like 75.
Call me when you hit 80.
Is that what you do, Sammy? What were you rocking?
Oh, yeah, I'm using the 50 to 80s. Okay. I got a tan with a 100 one time.
You got a tan? Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That was hardcore. So that was in Hawaii.
So that was this or that. That was a fun conversation. And that's what you get.
Yeah.
You never know what you're going to get with this or that. You get pineapple, you get pools. You get beach, you get sand.
I don't like sand.
What?
It's coarse, rough, and irritating.
Heard that
and
enough.
It gets everywhere.
Could someone explain to me what the poll, what did we end up finishing online on the poll?
Yeah, what we got?
We got on the poll of 58 votes, 66% are going to the beach. They
really?
Like sand. They don't mind that it gets everywhere.
Okay, fair enough. I say all this, I'm probably going to be going to the boardwalk. Was it Father's Day is coming up this weekend, so I'll probably end up doing something like going down to the beach boardwalk or something. That'll be fun.
One thing that is underrated about the beach, and I'll close the loop here, is how difficult the walk from the car with all of the junk that you have to carry. I just bought a new bag, like a backpack bag, because my wife wants to put them in those straps, you know, the ones that you're holding on your arm, and everything's like funneling out of the bag.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I hate those bags. It's like a knapsack. I don't even know how else to describe it.
Well, then you got the cooler, right? You're bringing the igloo.
Oh, my God. And then with the baby, you got to bring the sun thing for the baby, and then you got to bring this, and you got to bring that, and you got to bring this. I'm like, no, we don't need any of those.
We don't need all
this. Where's the tennis ball?
There you go.
Do we have a football?
That's all you need.
We need all
go.
Those things, you
there
know.
You
like, and then I'm wearing the what are those shoes that I've got? They're like strapped that you can get them wet and you can walk
water
around.
Water shoes?
What?
Water shoes?
They're like water shoes, but they're more like hiking water shoes. Okay. I don't know how to describe
them. Socks?
What? They're not water socks. Water socks get heavy and long.
Are they the ones where like your individual toes go in them?
No.
Okay.
No.
Those
these are like sandals that you would walk in.
Okay. All right, fair enough. Like not like Birkenstocks?
But you strap them around. They're like, they look like, you know, you look dorky as hell, but I'm telling you, they're functional.
And as we put a bow on this or that conversation, beach or pool, like, what are we doing with all the tents? Like, where did we get in a society?
What do you mean? How we're charging for them?
No. It's literally turned into a campground at the beach. I'm literally seeing tents, every single place I go to. What happened where it's a good old beach chair, two towels, a cooler if you want one, and you're chilling. We have to have tents now everywhere. That's the thing.
Well,
an umbrella is fine. We've jumped the shark at tents at the beach. Aesthetically, it's gross to look at, and I hate it. There you go.
All right.
And that was that. We had one in our back pocket, by the way, when it came to this or that. What was it, Sammy? You brought that to our attention, and I thought it was really interesting. Jumping on the conversation. By the way, shout out Sam Lubin, Dan Devone, crushing it on the Giants talk on Saturday. I tapped in. You want your Giants talk? Tap in every single Saturday for the Orange and Black Weekend Wrap, correct? There you go, from 9 to 12.
And they're called Tevas, these shoes that I have.
Tevas.
They're like sandals. I'm telling you, they look ridiculous, but I am the most comfortable because we're going a long walk as I'm carrying a bunch of stuff. Tevas are the only way to do it. I'm telling you, they are money. And I was late to the party on Tevas, and they look ridiculous. I'll be the first to admit it.
The Moses sandals.
Oh, they're the Jerusalem Cruisers, doggy. Like, they are them. Don't get me wrong, but I love them.
Tevas, not Tevo.
T-E-V-A apostrophe S, I believe.
Did you have TiVo back in the day?
No.
Oh, okay. I did. So what was that, Sam? Our back pocket, this or that, that gets us back into sports in the Gigantes.
Yeah, no, this was kind of what we're going to be talking about with Willie Adames here. And, you know, he took the day off yesterday to kind of rest and kind of get himself mentally straight to get the two off days today. But it's simple. What do you do with Willie Adames going forward with him struggling? Do you keep him in the lineup and have him play through it? Or do you maybe bench him?
For who?
You can put, you know, Casey Schmidt or Tyler Fitzgerald.
You literally just said you wanted more Casey Schmidt at bats. You literally just
said he's more excited for Casey Schmidt at bats.
Yeah, there's a different. That's a different.
Look, but I mean, he's going to get what he's excited for.
I also understand that, like, Casey Schmidt, if you play every single day in terms of the at bats, it's probably going to not look great. Now, Willie Adames is in a horrible funk. I don't think you have an alternative other than to like play him. He's had a couple of days off here, as in yesterday and today. You're going to go on the road. Is there a better ballpark in America to hit in than Colorado?
No. That is easily the you need. If you can't get out of a slump in Colorado, might just have to cancel the season at the plate for him. Like, I'm kidding, but also not. If he can't do anything done this series, is he going to do anything at all rest of the year?
That ballpark against this edition of the Rockies.
No. Great point, Sam. This is historically one of the worst teams we've ever seen. Ever. Last year's White Sox,
it is.
You know, go back to the Nationals of whenever, like, we always bring up the Cleveland Spiders. Is that the team we're always, like, referencing, like, one of the worst teams in the historically? Like, they are on that track, Joe. If you can't get it done this weekend, good luck. As I go Taken and I go Liam Neeson.
What this guy needs right now is he just needs to string together, like, three or four really good at-bats in a row. That's where he needs to start. And then I would say he's got to make some plays defensively, because I do feel that making some plays defensively can fuel your offense. And they kind of go hand in hand. We see this all the time. How many times in ESPN growing up, you'd see a guy make a great catch in the field, and then boom, he's the guy that leads off the inning.
Sure.
And he leads off with a double, right?
Sure.
You see that a lot back in the day. It's infectious. So I want to see him start with, you know, three or four really good at-bats. They don't even have to be, you know, base hits. You know, like, just square the ball up a couple times.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.